Welcome to the Save the Earth podcast, bringing together UConn activists and experts to discuss different ways of thinking about the climate crisis and looking for next steps. This is episode zero, an introduction to our team. Hello, and welcome to the Save the Earth climate podcast. My name is Ben, and we have a good group of people here today. This is the Save the Earth campaign. If everyone wants to introduce themselves.
Greetings, my name is Spencer. I am a junior here at UConn. My first year actually on campus. I use pronouns he, him, his.
Hi, I'm Monet. I'm a freshman at UConn. I use she, her, hers pronouns, and I'm super excited to be here.
Hi, my name is Mehdi. I'm a junior here at UConn. My pronouns are he, him, his. And I, too, am very excited to be here.
Hi, I'm Jay. I use she, they pronouns. I'm a freshman at UConn. And yeah.
My name's Camille. I'm a sophomore at UConn. I use she, her, hers pronouns. And I am stoked to talk to you guys.
Thanks, guys. I totally forgot to introduce myself. I use he, him, his pronouns, and I'm a sophomore political science and environmental studies double major at UConn. So we are making this podcast. You know, you might be confused why are a bunch of UConn students making a podcast about the climate. It's because all conversations about the climate are necessary to fighting the climate crisis. And this podcast, we will be bringing together a lot of these conversations from UConn activists, like a lot of students who are working on these issues and all the related issues. And we'll be bringing in some professors as well who have more expertise on these issues. One of the things we want to focus really heavily on is being actively anti-racist as, you know, environmentalism has its roots in racism, and the only way to fight the climate crisis is to fight racism as well. So on that note, if we all just want to give a little introduction as to why we got into environmentalism and why we got into activism in general, it'll provide a good context for why we're doing this podcast. If we just want to go in the same order, Spencer, if you want to go first.
Alrighty then. So, for me, it all started when I was really young. I was always that weird kid who would just spend his days outside, alone, talking to the wind, the trees, and the grass. I didn't really have a lot of people to spend time with, and that didn't really bother me all that much because I had nature. And, so because of that, I didn't really fit in with many people. Eventually, I started going to a summer camp called Indian Rock, which was a nature preserve turned day camp that focused on teaching children the values of nature. And after I went there for several years and eventually ended up volunteering as a counselor in training, where I solidified my bond with nature and built a relationship with the man who would guide me from the wilderness to the path I walked to this day. His name was Mr. Sawinski, and he was passionate about nature and the wilderness, and he really helped shape me to the person that I am now. And I was extremely lucky because I ended up taking an environmental science class in my last year at high school, and he was actually my teacher, and his teaching method and the activities in class really showed me that I for certain wanted to work in the environment. I wanted to be there to foster the relationship between man and environment, as I cared more about nature than most other things in my life. And since then, my love for the environment has only grown, and I want to do everything in the world, everything I can to help protect it and help it be the best it can be. So I'm really doing this just for the cause of environmentalism, but now through PERG, I've found a group of people to talk about that with, and I'm stoked to be here part of the campaign and to help promote this conversation.
That was great, Spencer. So I, again, am Monet. And we'll talk about a little bit about my story too. I entered freshman year. I was a freshman in 2016 when the election was happening. So that's when I really started to see lots of talk of different climate issues come up. And that really sparked my interest in political engagement and activism. So as I was going through that transition into a more educated like field, I wanted to learn more about how to be politically engaged and how I could actually make changes, even though I was young at the time, because I felt a little bit helpless with the whole election and wanted to be prepared so that when I was able to vote, I had a say in what was going on. So later in high school, I began to learn more about what was going on in the world and how that was going to be impacted in the future. Because I feel like us, we're so young, we need to have a say in what's going to happen later on so that we have a world to still live in. And I, like Spencer, took environmental science. I also took government and politics classes too, which continued to spark my interest. So that's really up to speed where I am today. I knew that's what I want to go into as a major. So right now I'm a political science major, and I hope that in the future I can continue with activism in our country and go from there. So I'll pass it on to Maddie.
Thank you, Monet, for passing it on to me. So I guess my story with environmentalism starts all the way back when I was maybe 5 or 6 years old. So my family is Iranian-American. So being with that, there's kind of this culture that kind of makes you politically engaged, like from birth, I guess. So in my memories, as far back as like 5 or 6 years old, I remember my dad saying things to me like Free Palestine and a lot of other more foreign policy based political things, but generally I was still like being politically engaged from a very young age. And I'm also from Waterbury, Connecticut, which, if you don't know, is a very, very low income city within the state. So there was kind of this overarching theme. There's this overarching ideology that kind of emits from the city where there's kind of this rage against the system kind of culture. And with that, I got a lot of other left-wing ideology kind of put into me through there. And because of the way that because of the structure of the city and the failing system that let the city go on for so long without a lot of opportunity, it really pushed me and a lot of others to go towards activism. So then when I got to high school, there was the Trump election, which kind of mobilized a lot of people. But I actually was very involved, well, not involved, but very actively engaged in the Bernie Sanders campaign. And after that, when he lost, I kind of looked for outlets to better engage myself in the political process. And there was the Justice Democrats that came out of the Bernie Sanders campaign. So I followed a lot of the campaigns within the Justice Democrats. And one of those was the campaign for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And after her campaign video came out, it was called Courage to Change. And after I saw that video, I was like, full send AOC, my queen, basically. And when she got into office, and one of her major areas was environmentalism, and she made the Green New Deal, and her first, one of her first acts in office was protesting alongside the Sunrise Movement in Nancy Pelosi's office. And that really inspired me. I know it inspired a lot of other people across the country to mobilize for climate activism. So with all of that, it brought me to UConn PIRG. And so it brought me to this campaign with the Save the Earth campaign. So very excited to be here. I've been building this up my whole life. We're ready to go, fired up. And I will now pass it on. I will pass it on.
Nice.
Jay. Yeah. Yes, I will pass it on to Jay.
Yeah, so again, I'm Jay, and like Mehdi, my story also starts at a young age. You know, growing up, everyone always tells you littering is bad, but in elementary school, teachers would yell at me for picking up litter at recess. So there's kind of this realization that I had that people value social convention over the environment, and people like to talk and lecture, but when it comes to actual action, they're less inclined to step up. So since then, I've made an effort to be active in environmentalism and make real change by joining groups like PIRG and the Save the Earth campaign.
Okay, I think it's my turn. I'm Camille. And my beginnings in environmentalism kind of go all the way back to when I was a kid too. I always went to like a little shack in the woods. And when I was really little with my friends, I used to build, I live like on a mountain. So we used to build all these structures out of sticks and logs and like bring things over with us. And we even made like igloos in the winter and all that jazz. And when I got older, I kind of started looking into tiny houses and like small living and living on a small scale. And that immediately lends its hand to like sustainability and how we can be low impact on the environment and like leave as small of a footprint as possible, you know, composting toilets and natural landscaping, stuff like that. So that's really where I got started with environmentalism. And from there, I kind of reached into the world of activism in general. So I think it is Ben's turn now.
Yes, thank you. All you guys did great. I think it's really important to see how everyone's paths lead to slightly different values, but we all generally want to just work together and create a more equitable and habitable planet. So I would say my beginnings in politics start, from my hometown. I'm from Newtown, Connecticut, and though I was very fortunate enough to like not really be anywhere near Sandy Hook at the time, I still saw how it affected my community. And I saw two main things that came out from it. One, I saw people just come together, and it was really beautiful to see people supporting each other and having pride for the town and, you know, really just being engaged with each other. And that kind of translated to the second thing that I saw was getting involved in politics. And Connecticut actually ended up passing a pretty good gun control law And so I kind of saw there that, you know, community organizing and politics is how you save lives. So I thought about where I could have the greatest impact, and that started with climate change for me, environmentalism. But as I've, you know, worked with the topic for a while, I see how interconnected it is with so many issues. It is a stress multiplier. And those are the things that we want to talk about in this podcast, how those issues connect and how we can work together, telling all these different stories and organizing as a community to, you know, support each other and prevent the climate crisis and also help deal with it as it is already upon us. So I think it's important for everyone to look at all of the activists and all the leaders who are fighting for climate, fighting against climate change. You know, it's not just Greta Thunberg. It's all of us. It's all the people on this campaign who couldn't make it today. There are an insane amount of environmental activists at UConn. It's really a breeding ground. I'm surrounded by incredible people, which is why we're able to come together and make this podcast. So that's our plan for this podcast. That's my story. Does anyone have any closing thoughts?
I would just like to add that as students, it's important for us to get this information out to other students so that they know how they can be active. And that's something I think we're going to try to do throughout this podcast as well. We also want people to get like educated on like what is going on in our world so that there can be a change in big ways and small ways.
Absolutely, Monet. And of course, we are recording this over Zoom. I know it's not ideal for a podcast, but we have to make do with what we're given with these crazy times. So on that note, thanks everyone for sharing your stories. We're going to have some really amazing stories in the episodes coming up. We're going to be talking to the president of UConn Collaborative Organizing in our next episode and the president of UConn NAACP, which will be a really exciting conversation that I hope you guys can tune into.
And I'm just really hoping that through this podcast, we can lead up and show you that there is just how large of an issue this really is. Every one of these podcasts is just going to be a new building block to each larger issue, because this issue, it's at a large enough scale where we really do need to show you the pigments before the painting. So I hope you'll stick with us through this whole ordeal.
Absolutely, Spencer. Again, thank you guys for coming. Thanks for everyone who's listening. And excited to see you next time.